people unfortunately went to the referendum booths to vote as they would normally in their local schools, wherever their voting area was or such. In the Glenties area, this happened quite a few times. People went to the school only to discover then that when they landed there, there was no vote for them. And these are people that have been voting all the time down through the years, and nothing has happened as such. There's no reason why their name should be removed or why their name would have to come off. All of this, for example, there's no change of address or nothing like that, or their residence here all the time, they're resident in the house that they're in all their life. So a lot of questions have come up here now, and I don't have the answers for them. Only other than that, obviously, as they discovered themselves, that they're not on the register. I will be chasing where I can possible on the people that contacted me, trying to get a reason, if we can get an explanation for it from Lifford on Monday morning. But at the moment, that's the best I can do, because unfortunately for the referendum there, the voting on the referendum, the deadline was the 20th of February. So anybody that was totally oblivious, that wasn't aware to that, not having done for the 20th of February, they didn't have a vote then for Friday. But obviously people that assumed that had votes all the time, they just carried on to the booth as normal. And as I say, then they got turned then when they were there. They were told that, sorry, you can't vote, your name's not on the register. Like, this is no good. We have local and European elections now coming up in June, possibly, I'll say, after the weekend, possibly a general election as well, no doubt in the autumn, possibly. I seem to be looking that way from the government parties. But this is no good. Like, so it's I would urge anybody, obviously, that there's more people possibly than what contacted me have been turned away as well and may not be aware of what's going on as such. But anybody, I would urge anybody that did get turned away, alongside the people that have contacted myself and contacted other councillors as well that I'm aware of. It's not just my own area here it happened, and this happened many places. Because speaking to council colleagues, this was a trend of the day for whatever reason. Their names weren't there. But I would just ask them to make every effort now to get registered for June. Go on to the website, check the register.ie. Alternatively, if they need forums, if Anthony is not fitting everybody, if they need forums, they can get forums off myself or you can get forums off any county councillor. But I want to see this media going forward. What the local elections coming up now in June and the European elections. We need to get the people registered. The people, obviously, that didn't get voting at the referendum, they were done without that vote. It's very annoying for them. It's a very important thing, the people that they can vote, whatever it is they want to support on the day, and that's been denied of them when they're not in the register. But we have to get to the bottom of why was these names not on the register when nothing changed in their personal circumstances, i.e. address and so on, that nothing changed like that. That's the big one that we'll have to be chasing up here now from tomorrow morning onwards, see what can we find out about it. But just hopefully everybody that gets registered now for June, and if somebody's first time to register as well, likewise I encourage all the teenagers as well that's turning the voting age there to get registered as well. You know, people have said over the last while, actually, what am I voting for? You're voting for whatever's going on the day of the voting. That's what you're voting for. You're voting for change, if you want change. If you want things to stay the same, you vote for that. Like we did at the referendum there, the last day people voted no for things to stay the same because they weren't happy with what they were told about it. So it is important to change to vote anyway, regardless whatever your opinion is on the day. You need to vote. And there's no point sitting at the fireside or sitting on the keyboard warriors, as some people do. Just go and vote and have your say. You have your say then along with everybody else. And whatever their wishes are then, you would hope anyone would be carried out respectfully then after the votes are cast then.
Yeah.
And there is a chance that whoever wants to would get voting. But unfortunately, we're hoping the local elections come around here. We don't see a repeat of this, of names or missing or names going off the register for whatever reason.